We're servants to Christ and of God. And that servitude that we have lasts a lifetime on this planet. That is, until our death, then our servitude is ended. We're no more under that particular stigma that many people think it is, but it's really not a stigma, that we're a servant. We are his friend. We're his son and daughter. But there's no difference between us until the resurrection. We must be a servant of God. For Jesus himself, and the Bible says this very clearly of Christ in Hebrews the 5th chapter. I want you to take note of this, because it's very important that we recognize the fact that Christ himself was a servant until his resurrection. He was a servant. And I want you to turn over to Hebrews the 5th chapter, verse 5. Christ glorified himself not to be an high priest, but he that said unto him, Thou art my son, today have I begotten thee. And he saith also in another place, Thou art a priest forever, after the order of Melchizedek. Who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplication with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death, and was heard in that he feared, though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered, though he were a son. All right? That doesn't end there with a revelation of Christ's messiahship and the form that he took upon him in being an obedient son and servant to God while he was upon this earth. And he was both. And in Philippians 2, the great apostle Paul tells us through the Holy Ghost, verse 5, Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Now, what kind of mind is he talking about? He's talking about having the mind of a servant. You don't have the mind of a Lord. That's arrogance. God hates arrogance. Boy, these old arrogant preachers and Christians, God hates them. There's more of them. Watch them on television, old arrogant cusses. They're not servants of God. He said, Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation. He wasn't looking for some old pat on the back or some identity. A preacher, he's got to have his identity. They almost ruined my son keeping him in the Church of God organization. Oh, you don't want to go with your daddy. You need to stay in here and get your identity. Boy, I got out of there because I didn't want that identity. Well, they threw me out, but the Lord told me to stay till they threw me. So they threw me. As it colloquially said, they throwed me. Praise God. I can't help it. The Lord's will. Said he made himself of no reputation, and what? Took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men, like a slave, bond servant. You know that word servant means a bond servant. One that somebody owns you. Not to have a job serving, like they call waitresses and men in restaurants today, that waiters and waitresses, they used to call them waiters and waitresses. They call them servers most of the time now. Don't mean that kind. It means one that got a ring in your ear or your nose, and you're a bond servant. You've been bought. Don't the Bible say that we've been bought with a price? 1 Corinthians 6:19-20, you're bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. We're bought as a bond servant. Under the law, when you were bought as a servant by one of the Hebrews, they put a ring in your ear. And that ring had to stay in there until the year of Jubilee. And they let you go free, you cut the ring out. And you could, if you loved your master and you wanted to stay with him, he treated you nice, then you could leave that ring in there and you'd be a slave or a bond servant to him forever if you didn't walk out when that year of Jubilee came. Well, the year of Jubilee comes and we're free as servants of sin. But we're not free to get out here and live like you please. We're a bondservant to Christ to live his life. And we need that mind in us which was in Christ Jesus, who made himself of no reputation He took upon him the form of a servant. That means a bond slave. That means you wash dishes and scrub floors and you dig ditches and you could work in McDonald's. Wouldn't hurt you. Good start for young folks. Praise God. Good start. Wash dishes. Go in the back. Praise God. Scrub the floors. Good start. That's where you ought to start. Take on the form of a servant, made in the likeness of men, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, even further than just being a bond servant, and became obedient to death, even the death of the cross, wherefore God also hath highly exalted him. You ain't going to get exalted till you serve a lifetime as a servant.